for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken. We so appreciate what you do as we have our conversation here in Jerry Brenneman's office at Evangel Home and turn the recording over to you and you turn it into a radio program. So you did great work and we appreciate your participation. Jerry, we don't have a resident with us today, and it's not just you and me. We have...
Sounds like a riddle.
Yeah.
We'll have our listeners can guess and win a prize.
But we have a minister with Evangel Home who's brand new to what's going on here, and we want to get acquainted with Carly and what she's doing. So why don't you introduce her and just a brief overview, and then we want to find out about Carly.
Well, I have to backtrack a minute because you must have been in a time machine. You said we have a minister with us, and I'm not, and Carly isn't, but so I'm not sure where you went there for a moment.
A one who is ministering truth.
All are called to minister.
Okay, we have Carly with us, and Carly is a social media guru of sorts. Social media is a term that we've heard a whole lot of in the last couple of years. And it's not social gadgets, but it's just that interaction between people, that there's a whole lot of ways now that you can present your ministry, your business, yourself, and have instant feedback and instant interaction. So that's the social part of it. But now we have, in addition to the old standby ways of communicating, a newsletter and this radio show, there's the website. And then Facebook sort of snuck in there, and I could do a little Facebook once in a while for the home. And then you hear about Twitter and Pinterest and all these other things that are just lined up to take the place of those things. And I just began to pull my hair out thinking, I can't keep up with all this stuff and still really run the Evangel Home. And yet that seems like a key piece these days to tell your story. And so I talked to the board about it, and they said, hey, let's try something. George Temple here in town is a marketing man, and I dearly love George. He just has a sweet spirit that mm-hmm. really, you know, touches what he does. Mm-hmm. And so George put together an ad for a social media person to work at a women's shelter. I don't think he named the shelter. He didn't say a whole lot about what it would be.
It just said local ministry. That was all.
Didn't even say women's shelter. And so he and I would look at the resumes of people who had applied, and some of them were very, very excellent. Some of them weren't so excellent, and one of them in particular just jumped out at me, and it was Carly's. And it wasn't because what she's done is so wonderful or whatever. It wasn't that it was on fancy email paper. It was because when you have social media, you don't have a long space of time to tell your story. It just has to go boom, yeah. And you got to make an impression. And that's what she did in her material to us. It's here I am, boom, this is your impression. Good or bad, there it was. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to read to the bottom of any page to figure out anything. She was just there. She kind of literally, to me, popped off the page or popped off the screen, whatever it was. And that's how we came up with Carly. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know she was going to be here. She just knew she was going to be working maybe at some ministry.
So, Carly, I take it you have a church or Christian background or relationship with our Lord.
I do. I've been in and out of the church my whole life, mostly in over the last 10 years or so. And I've always felt that somebody put it into words for me last week, that we're all called to ministry. And I really felt that I was waiting for God to show me where I belonged. Mm. And I've been waiting for a long time. And a friend of mine sent me that the link to a resume or to a call on Craigslist. And I read it, and it was the first time I've ever seen a job description that I was actually fully qualified for, completely and thoroughly.
Didn't have to exaggerate any of your skills.
No, I just had to be honest, and I was in shock. And I wasn't looking for a job at the time. I've got a few children.
Three
children. The youngest is a year old, so I, you know, really hadn't even put thought into what I was going to do next. I was just patiently waiting to see what happened, because that's what God told me to do.
Did you grow up here in Fresno?
I moved to Fresno when I was 10. I'm originally from Northern California. My parents' divorce was what brought me to Fresno.
Siblings?
I have a younger brother who's three, who grew up mostly with my father.
Your younger brother is only three?
3 years younger than me.
What's happening in this office today?
3 years younger than
my she. Mom is going to be shocked.
You're talking about Abraham and Sarah. So, what's your educational background?
My educational background is various. I tried college several times. I'm actually very close to an associate's degree in something, but I don't remember what. I went to school to study photography. I studied theater in school. I'm looking at going back and studying philosophy, which I'm told is a weird thing to have a major in. But, you know, sometimes we have to do what's weird and feels right. So that's my educational background, and social media kind of came natural to me. I had self-promoted for a while, and I worked for a wedding photographer's forum based in New York, and the man who hired me there had been a journalist and taught me how to write blogs, taught me about inverted pyramids and hooks and things like that, and the power of images, and I, over the years, did a little bit of media marketing for other companies. And then when I was ready to move out of the photography world, I fell into this one.
Hmm. So you have a bent toward things technical and videography and artistic?
Videography, artistic. Yeah, I started my art experience when I was younger as a painter, ended up in photography. I do love technology to a degree. I love what it can do for us, but if it doesn't do what I want it to do, I really feel strongly that there should be somebody there to make it do what I want it to do.
Right now.
Right now.
So, as we record this, we are approaching tax day. how long have you been here working with Evangelome, observing and getting acclimated?
I am coming up on a month now. I really feel like I just kind of fell into Evangelome. It feels comfortable for me. A lot of my life experience is very close in keeping with the life experience of the residents and the staff here. And so I've seen little bits of how hard and ugly the world can be. And I it makes me more passionate about this particular form of ministry. Reaching out, healing women, showing women the unconditional love of God, and making it so that we can make that the foundation of the life that we're actually in and actually living. And on top of that, give them the tools to have a full life.
Now, growing up, did you have just kind of a heart for the underdog and want to pick things up for those who didn't have some of the advantages of life?
I never really analyzed it. Thank you for bringing that up now. I have to find a therapist. I'm one of those people. You can't really leave me alone with a box of abandoned puppies, or I will take them home with me. I do have a heart to nurture. I love to nurture. I have always felt the need to empower people to become their full potential. That's something that I always felt was important for me, and was, I don't know if I ever felt gifted in that way, but it felt important to me to do that.
Yeah. Were you a good student?
I was an argumentative student.
Okay.
Which meant if the teacher liked her, she probably got good grades, and if not, she didn't.
That's exactly what that means, Jerry. Thank you.
So you can't let things lie. If something crosses your mind, you're probably going to say it.
Yeah, I have a hard time letting things go, letting injustice go. I don't like to see people blamed for things they're not responsible for. I don't like to see people robbed of what is rightfully theirs.
Looking forward a little bit now, Carly, what are your plans? What will you be doing for Evangel Home now, and how will that impact our friends?
The trick with social media, the goal is engagement. That's the big word in social media, is engagement. And what your purpose is, to engage the people around you. For me, my strategy basically is to engage the supporters so that they can see the fruits that Evangel Home bears, and be inspired to support and cultivate Evangel Home. And for the past residents to stay connected and to feel like they're contributing to the cultivation of Evangel Home, for women in need, to make it more visible so that they can see that there is a chance for help and hope in the world. And ultimately become on Facebook, a kind of a dynamic presence. Evangel Home would be something that's in people's thoughts, a place of inspiration, a place of hope, and give them an opportunity to feel engaged, in the ministry itself, and, be a part of the support, be a part of Evangel Home.
So, Carly, this is the second program we've recorded today, and you were in here for the first one with Rose and taking pictures. What will you do with those photographs?
Some photographs that I take go on the website. Others go along with blog entries. I really like to attach a picture to a blog entry because it gives you just another aspect to see what's actually going on, to visualize what's happening. We share them on Facebook so that people can see the daily life of the home and feel another way to feel engaged. And it gives them something to share. We love it when people share the things that we've posted because it's a wonderful way to show other people what you care about and what you're engaged in. And every time that happens, it helps us even more because it broadens our reach, and it allows us to send the message, the message of God's love and the healing power of God's love out further and further.
Yeah, exactly. I look forward to this. I really do. Yeah, it's wonderfully articulated. We're basically out of time. Jerry, any prayer requests, immediate needs for Evangel Home?
I think, again, as we begin the kitchen, just that, you know, the home doesn't totally fall apart during that time.
Yeah.
And, Jim, I think, again, the trend that we're seeing here in the crisis home with more middle-aged women and fewer children, I'd ask people to continue to pray how we are to respond to that, because the middle-aged women who get here are stuck.
Yeah. Future's bleak. There aren't jobs for them. What do they do after they get straightened out? Absolutely. So pray, friends. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us. Carly, great to get acquainted. I look forward to working with you, hopefully, down the road. And Jerry, thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
And my listening friend, thank you. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.